The story of Mert and Marge. Mert and Marge have received the exciting news that it is legally possible for Marge to be adopted by her foster parents, Mr. and Mrs. Minter. Jack Arnold has taken complete charge of the proceedings, and in less than a month, everything should be arranged. At the same time, Jack is trying to help Marge's foster brother, Jimmy Minter. But in so doing, it appears that he's just making trouble for himself, because Jimmy, according to some indications, has fallen in love with Margie. And that's a field Jack may possibly wish to reserve for himself. But regardless of personal problems, the girls find that they have plenty of work to do at the Hayfield Theater. And in just a moment, we'll join them there for today's episode in the story of Mert and Marge. It is now the following morning, and Mert and Marge are just coming into Hayfield Theater for a rehearsal that Ray Hunt has called. As she opens the stage door, Mert greets the old doorman.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Miss Myrtle. Miss Margie.
Good morning, Pat.
Oh, I'm glad to see you smiling again.
Well, it's something to smile about, Miss, with the good wife getting well again and soon being about.
Oh, we're all so glad, too, Pat. We missed you when you weren't around.
Well, thanks, Miss Margie. Hey, what's going on this morning? The chick-chicks are all coming in. Great excitement going on.
Well, it's a rehearsal call. Mr. Hunt informed us Saturday night that we were all getting stale, so here we are.
Oh,
Pat, have you heard? I'm going to be a principal.
Well, now that's fine, Miss. What are you going to do?
Oh, you tell him, Myrtle. I'm going downstairs. Clarence wants to see me.
Okay, dear. Well, you remember, Pat, 2 weeks ago when Alina the Argentine walked off the stage in the middle of her dance?
Yes, I did hear something about it.
Well, Margie stepped out of line and did Alina's dance and stopped the show.
She did that?
Yes. And so well that Mr. Hayfield has had Mr. Hunt give Margie the solo dance.
Well, it's glad I am to see a young girl getting along so well.
So am I. Alina's leaving the show after tonight. She got fired. Margie goes on tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hello, Marge. Are we there?
Hello, Gwen. Hello, Billy. What's the matter? You look fierce.
Now, what's this rehearsal game?
Cheer up. It won't last too long. It's a perfectly gorgeous sunny day.
You can have it. The sun hurts my eyes.
Well, don't be a night owl all your life.
How's your woman, Pat?
Oh, just coming along fine, Miss Billy.
That's good.
Well, we got to get ready for rehearsal. Mr. Hunt will be here any minute.
Are we going to rehearse all the numbers, Mark?
All the dance routines. Change into rehearsal shorts, girls.
In rehearsal shorts. What a life.
Where's Margie?
Well, she's gone downstairs. Come on, kids. Let's hurry.
Oh,
what's the rush? Don't you see enough? Oh, come on. The rest of the girls are already changing.
Hello, girls.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, Cora, I see you brought the mail down. Oh. Anything for me?
Sure is, Miss Mert. Two letters, and this one I know from Miss Ann.
Here you is.
Oh, thanks, Cora. Gee, I wonder who this other one's from. I don't recognize the writing.
None for me, Cora. Well, I wonder what's the matter with all the boyfriends.
Maybe you're losing your grip, Miss Billy.
You think that's funny?
Oh, Margie, huh? Where'd you get it? Look, girls, it's a beautiful costume Margie has on.
Well, you hold still, Marge.
Okay.
Gotta let the steam out a little. Stop wriggling.
Okay. Girls, it's my new costume. Mr. Hayfield is giving me Alina's dance, and I go on in her place tomorrow night.
Good for you, Miss Margie. You gonna do all Dad Alina's dancing?
Oh, no, Cora, just the fast one.
Some people get all the breaks.
Well, I don't see why they don't give the dance to one of us old girls.
Mert, for instance, one of us old girls. Quit thinking, Billy. Remind me to do the same for you someday.
Cora. Come here, please.
Yes, sir. Wait till I get some apron on.
Now bring the scissors and pin. And do hurry.
Yes, sir. You is the most impatientest man.
I made this thing after your old measurements, and I can't even squeeze you into it, Marge. You've blossomed.
Well, I gained 5 pounds since the show opened, Clarence.
Well, it becomes you, Bedelia. When you join the show, you look like a picked sparrow.
I'm eating a lot now, Clarence. Oh, and I'm so happy. That's why I'm gaining weight.
Well, I'm certainly glad that Argentine Wildcat got a walking paper. You remember that day she almost tore me limb from limb? My dear, I haven't been the same man since.
Oh, nice to see you in a good fight, Clarence.
Well, honestly, Kitty, I don't know my own strength. It frightens me when I think of it. When I get furious, anything can happen.
Listen, I've got to hurry, Clarence. We'll be called up on the stage any minute now.
Well, I'm through for now. Try this on again after rehearsal, Marge.
Okay.
Oh, look, get out of here, Tiffincover, so we can change, will you?
Oh, hold your lips, Susan. Listen, girls, you'll wear your new butterfly costume tonight. And Gwen Rogers, I implore you, watch your wings. I'm telling you, you remind me of a fallen angel.
Oh, thank you, Clarence. It's so nice of you to call me an angel.
Oh, dear Mary Ellen, it's just beyond belief. Utterly, utterly beyond belief.
Oh, Myrtle, I see you got some letters. Did I get any?
Oh, I guess there were none for you in this morning's mail. I got two. This one's from Ann. I don't know who the other one's from. I'll read them after rehearsal.
Man, I so dread this afternoon. I'm a-going mangling with that gob down at Macy's. Got to buy zippers for Clarence. Maybe I can use one of them to zip up his big mouth. Sure would sound good for a change.
I got a pair of nylons there last week.
Oh, I was there the other day, and the man walker was so nice to me. What's the man walker, Myrtle?
She means a far walker, dear. Oh.
Are you sure you don't mean a sleepwalker, no brain?
Billy DeVere, I have so got a brain, and I know he wasn't asleep. He talked to me. Oh, Myrtle, give me an idea. Why don't you and I go shopping this week? You know, I'd like to buy Mother a new hat, and I'd like to get a few things for Daddy. White shirt, if I can find them.
Hey, that's a good idea, Margie. I have to get a few things for the apartment anyway. Some new kitchen curtains, wash rags and stuff. And I know of one present that the members are going to be glad to get.
You mean the adoption?
Yes. Don't let the other girls hear you mention it.
Okay. We'll wait till we get home to talk about it.
Oh, sure.
And speaking of buying, I wish some of my boyfriend would buy me some candy. My cute doctor with the mustache says I need sugar. Sweet for the sweetie, Pickles. He's so cute.
Wish I could meet some old goof who'd buy me something sweet. A sweet little mink coat, for instance.
Oh, say, Myrtle, I know what I'll buy. A collar for Jackie.
I just knew you'd have that guy on a leash before many days, Marge.
Billy, she doesn't mean Jack Arnold.
Oh. I mean my little dog. I've adopted him.
A dog? Where'd you get him, Margie?
Well, we found him up in Central Park, Ken. He was frightened and his leg was hurt, so we just took him home.
Oh. Yeah, and we named her Jackie.
Oh, I just love dogs. They're so cute. How's he getting along, Meg?
Great, if she doesn't die from indigestion. She's already chewed up my bedroom slippers, one pair of gloves, the corner of the rug, and started working on the table leg.
Oh. When does this John rehearsal start? I've been here for hours. I got a date this afternoon.
Well, I'm going up on stage. Maybe I'll see that Sonny Darnell. Ooh, he's so cute.
Well, better go on up, girls. Maybe I'll have time to read Ann's letter, Margie.
Myrtle, what does Ann have to say?
Oh, I see. She says, "Dear Myrtle, I enjoyed your letter so much. You always cheer me up with your funny cracks about everything and everybody on the show." Guess he means us. I'll read the rest after a while. Come on, let's hurry.
Well, good morning, girls.
Good morning,
girls, this rehearsal is for Miss Minter's benefit. As you know, she'll do Alina's solo dance. So when we get to that number, we'll take it from the opening right through. Well, Miss Minter, do you know all the business for the dance? You know Miss Hall will sing the song?
Oh, yes, Mr. Hunt, I know it. I make an entrance as Miss Hall finishes and walks upstage.
And listen, girls, all the other numbers have been ragged lately. Some of you are getting a little lazy.
No,
now, please don't ever get the idea that you know a show too well. It isn't what you chick-chicks do on the show, it's how you do it.
Well,
we must have perfect unison. All right, we'll start from the first number and take them in order. Let's take it from the letter number. After the chick-chick's entrance. All right, quiet now. Take your places, girls.
Can you imagine going to rehearse all the numbers?
Mr. Hunt, you're watching on the telephone in the office.
Oh, good. I'm going to sit down. I'm tired.
Excuse me for a minute, girls, and don't anyone leave the stage.
Margie, I guess I'll finish my letter from Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going over by the door where there's a better light.
Well, I want to hear what she says.
Okay. I read you the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Ann says, "So glad Margie's going to do Alina's dance. Wish her all the luck in the world for me."
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? Now, let's see what else she says. "Sends her love to all." More about her folks. Oh, will you take it over to the girls, Margie? I'm going to read this other letter before Ray Hunt comes back.
Well, shall I let him read all of Ann's letters?
Sure. see, I wonder who this is from. My dear Miss Spear. Uh-oh. Well, can you imagine?
A love letter, Merton?
No, Mr. Hunt. Just another explanation.
Oh.
But I won't wait until tomorrow, as you did, to give it to you.
Then you'll see me and talk to me?
You bet I will.
When?
Right after rehearsal. I'll meet you in your office. And you might have Jack Arnold there.
Sure. Anything you say.
Maybe you recognize the postmark on this letter.
Hmm? Let me see. Yes.
And the handwriting?
Yes. My wife.
Received a letter from Ray Hunt's wife. Why should this woman write to Mert? How did she find out about her romance with Ray? And will this newest development affect Mert's job with the Pleasures? Francis Hayfield frowns on scandal, and the results could be most serious. Maybe things will clear up a bit in the next surprise-packed episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking. Thank you.